Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً That the person closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited salat upon me abundantly in the world. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Money Channel, we have come to the end of our series called Misunderstandings. This is the final episode, and we have discussed so many misunderstandings, so many solutions, so many dimensions of a family, of a house. Alhamdulillah, it is our honor again to have our guests for the final time for the series. Abdul Hanan Bhai, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's the last episode. Inshallah, we've taken so much from, you know, if you say 29 episodes, that's a lot of time, and people have watched that, and perhaps somebody forgot something, or someone hasn't watched a particular episode, or hasn't come across, something. So what I really wanted from this episode is to bring the essence out, and the core, and, you know, you can say, the cream of everything that we have mentioned. What does it come down to? And if the viewers of Money Channel could take a few things from this series and practically act upon it, what would it be?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The number of things you can take from this is, one is that understanding. You know, till a person doesn't understand things, he will not able to act upon it. Or he will not able to follow it. So alhamdulillah, the way we've tried to make the views of Madhi Channel understand so many different problems we've covered, so many different issues, different angles, different views from one, for the side of the parents, the father,
we covered
the
scenarios as well.
So alhamdulillah, so if we, you know, and these are things which are happening within our homes, within our families, and you know, and if they're not happening, it could be that in the coming future things like this will happen. And how to deal with it, this is the important thing. All comes down to how to deal with our problems. If a person, because problems, he will come up within his life. No one's life is smooth. Nothing will go wrong. No problem will happen. No fights, no issues, no misunderstandings. You're not going to get a life like this, right? And even to the extent...
When will that life be?
That will be in the afterlife, inshallah.
In paradise, inshallah.
In Jannah, inshallah. But in the dunya, and it's mentioned in narration that for a believer, this world is a prison. For a disbeliever, this world is Jannah. Maybe the disbelievers will probably get a certain life, or like even then they will have to go to something or another, right? But for a believer, he will go to a struggle. And if you look at throughout history, throughout tariq, those who were the strongest with iman, they went to the most strongest of struggles, the most hardest of times, the most difficult of challenges, and they faced it. And if you look at all this, you know, this should be enough for us to realize your life is not going to be smooth. Right? You will get problems. You're every day something can come or another. And it all comes down to one thing. What does it come down to? Sabr. Comes down to learning patience. It comes down to bearing these difficulties, and once you learn how to bear with these difficulties, then difficulties at times will become ease. I remember someone went to Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Aliya, and this person, he had a certain illness which wasn't so easily get cured from. And he said to the Sheikh, he said, Azur, I am inflicted with this illness, make dua for me. So the sheikhs, he said, inshallah, we'll make dua. But, you know, there'll come a time when you'll get used to this problem. Mm. You'll get used to this illness. The illness may remain there for a long term, but you'll get used to it. Because of you getting used to it, you're able to bear it easier. Mm. It's like, you know, when at the start of something happens, someone cuts himself or someone falls and it scratches or his skin peels off.
Really stings.
It stings you straight away. Yeah. But although the cut is still there, 5 minutes later, it's not the same.
Mm.
Right? So this, when these sort of things are happening in our lives, they are there at the start, but further down the line, they might still happen. But if you learn how to bear them, if you learn how to live with them, if you learn how to deal with them, this will make your life easy. And this is something which we need to learn, and especially from these episodes, we need to learn this, that how, by going through this, alhamdulillah, learning the actual foundation of this is learning how to bear things, learning how to cope with things, learning the understanding others. This is what we've been discussing, right? Because this is where all the misunderstandings are coming to. And at times you will get challenges. At times the husband gets a challenge, the wife gets a challenge. At times the mother goes to a challenge, the father goes to a challenge, the children go to a challenge. Everyone goes to a challenge throughout their life. It's how you react with it, how you bear with it. Someone can shout their heads off, right? And someone can just put their heads down and say, Ya Allah, it is your mercy and this is your giving that you, whatever you've given us, we thank you for this. It's your bounties, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever He wishes, He can give whatever He wants. And you know, Ya Allah, ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me sabr over this. Give me patience over this action. And inshallah, you'll see a different result from it.
You know, you mentioned that understanding is very important. And you know, this whole series was about that understanding. And sometimes we do want to understand. We want to understand the other person. And it comes back to that patience part that you mentioned. That sometimes we just lose that patience and to have that willingness to understand. Yeah, we're trying at the start and we're trying to understand, you know, what is this other person is feeling or how does this other person think? But then we lose out on patience. So, you know, the viewers of Money Channel who are finishing and, you know, watching this series and this series is finishing, I mean, this is one thing that as well that they can take forward from this, that having patience with regard to understanding the other person, because they might get the mindset now to understand the other person. They will try now because they've watched this series. But again, you know, after a few days, they might lose out on that patience again. So patience.
And the pious people continuously listening to their stories, I tell you, it will enliven you. It will bring a lot of patience. I'd like to share one with you. Sayyidina Zain al-Abidin, radiallahu ta'ala. Once someone misbehaved towards him, and you know, whatever he wanted to say. So Sayyidina Zain al-Abidin, what he did was, he instructed that 1,000 dirham was to be given to that man. Why he did this was, this person was insulting him, but look how they would... This was a way of suppressing their ego and also suppressing themselves to be down, okay, humbling themselves, right? So this, the pious people, when you will find stories like this, that throughout their lives, they would do this, and time to again, they would give us lessons on this.
That's the tarbiyah he's given to his grandchildren. And you know, I just love that Ahlul Bayt is just, I can't stop myself. The Prophet ﷺ said, Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein.
SubhanAllah.
You know, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala really took those characteristics and it passed down through the Ahlul Bayt.
And you know, we mentioned about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were given these sort of things. In Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, I normally would advise people, and you know, sometimes people are moaning and complaining. People are very impatient. They say, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. You know, you try to calm people down and they say, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what the difficulties I'm going through, the hardship I'm going through. And I always say one thing to them. I turn around and say, is your hardship more than what Imam Hussein faced?
No.
Right? You know, can you imagine that the children are being martyred in front of them? The older son, the younger child son, then the nephews are being martyred, right? His cousins are being martyred. The family members are being martyred. Water has been stopped, right? And they're not gone out for war. They're not gone to fight. They're just gone to basically keep their family protected and safe. Yet all this is happening. Then they'd be cheated upon. Right? You know, a person thinks, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. I say to him, do you think, are your difficulties and your problems more than what Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu faced?
No.
And reality is, they are nowhere near that. I try to explain to people. People think that my problem is the most worse. My difficulty is most worse. Understand, they are those who gave their lives for Islam.
Hmm.
But the struggle they went through, the hardship they went through, the difficulty they went through. And you will always find this within Islam, that the struggles the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went through. The Anbiya alayhim salam, those who are prophets, those who are selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? The people of the most highest status, the highest maqams, yet they are tested.
No.
Wasn't Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam thrown in the fire?
No.
Wasn't Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salam not tested in so many different ways by Fir'aun, right? Challenges after challenges after challenges. Nuh alayhi salam, wasn't he not tested in the sense that inviting people for such a long time, no one was ready to listen? Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was tested in the stomach of the whale, right? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is tested in the prison. You know, these tests, look how they came to the Anbiya alayhi salam. Right, and this was the means of elevation of the.
And then you have Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is born, but his father has passed away, and then his mother passes away in young age, and then his grandfather passes away. And can you imagine how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have felt? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to Taif, and you know, people, the reaction of the people of Taif, they threw stones at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that his blessed body was bleeding, and his blessed sandals would be soaked with his blood. And then, you know, but how you know, he is the master of the world by the permission of Allah. If he willed, the angels did come to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, you know, Allah has commanded us, if you wish, we can, you know, get these two mountains that are around Taif and smash them on these people. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them. Subhanallah. And then, the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were boycotted for 3 years in Shi'b Abi Talib, where the Sahaba were eating leaves. Can you imagine? I don't think any of us have eaten leaves, to live. And, for 3 years, this is how the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, they spent their lives.
Talking about the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and in one narration Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala has quoted that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "O people, if I wanted, I would have eaten better than you and worn better clothes than you, but I wanted to reserve my pleasure and comfort for the afterlife."
Allah.
This is the actual thing we should be focusing upon. Focusing upon the afterlife.
Allah.
Don't just look to a lot of these problems occurring because we are focusing upon the dunya. You know, the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would survive on merely water and dates. This was the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And this should be teaching us great lessons. Teaching us great sabr. The whole, this misunderstanding which occur because of having worldly pleasures, worldly wealth, worldly ease, worldly comfort. All this comes down to mostly onto this. That, oh, I didn't get this, or I didn't get that, or this, they want this comfort, or they want that comfort, or they want this ease, and they want that ease. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would tie a stone on his blessed stomach because of the state of hunger. Right? Can you imagine? We don't need to do that.
No, once the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan, they had also tied stone to their stomach to keep their back straight and not, curl up due to hunger. And they came to the Prophet and they said to the Prophet about, their hunger. And they lifted up their kameez, and they had tied one stone. And the Prophet lifted up his kameez, and he had tied two stones. And the Prophet was one step ahead of them in patience as well.
So it's important that we have patience in every aspect of our life. To gain success, to avoid falling into, avoid being into the state that your families are breaking up, problems are occurring.
No.
You need to be, I remember there's a saying of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, someone swore at him. And he replied that if the scales on the day of judgment of which the scales on the side of sins are heavier, then I am worse than what you have said to me. And if they are lighter, then I do not care about what words you use against me.
Allah.
Right? This is how the Sahaba reacted to people. This is the way the Sahaba reacted to people who were trying to inflict pain, people who were trying to bring harm. This is we have been just talking about family. Hmm. You know, if you can't have sabr over our own father or mother saying something to us, or our children saying something to us, or the wife saying something to us, or the husband saying something to us, you know, then when can we have sabr? These people dealt with people who were outside. Outsiders, people who would be swearing at them. It's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu. Someone was accusing Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He was arguing with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala over matter. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala remained quiet.
Mm.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed sitting in the company at that time. And when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala spoke, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up and went.
Mm.
And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he said, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, as long as I was quiet, you remained sitting there. But when I spoke to defend myself, you got up and went." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "When you were quiet, the angels were giving the answers on your behalf. Mm. And when you spoke, shaitan entered. And I do not sit where shaitan sits."
Mm.
So this was the Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan. This was their tolerance. This is how they would cope with things like this. And you know, if in our household we don't cope with little things like someone's placed a bit of salt in the plate, right? The cooking is not right. It's too spicy, it's too salty, or it's too hot, it's too cold.
Mm.
We're moaning and complaining and arguing over these little things, right? Although that, you know, in the narrations is mentioned that these were the things of means of forgiveness. There was a man who's when the wife made some food, she added too much salt. This man, he got angry.
Mm.
So when he got angry, he controlled his anger and said, "She's also a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I make many mistakes. What if on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me to account for my mistakes?"
Okay.
Him thinking like this, he didn't say anything to his wife. Anyway, when that person passed away, someone saw him in a dream and asked, "How did Allah Azawajal treat you?" He replied that torments were about to be inflicted upon me due to the abundance of sin, when Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Oh, my bondsman had added too much salt in the food and you had forgiven her mistake, I also forgive you today in return of that act of kindness." These are things which we should be learning from. You know, acts of kindness, whatever kindness we will do today, we will get a repay from that. If someone has inflicted us with pain, then learning to forgive that person. Forgiveness, you know, once we get into this habit of forgiving someone, letting it go, you know, you'll see the ajr you will get. You'll see that what Allah will put patience into your heart in such a way that you are able to bear the most difficulties of the most hardest of times.
Mm.
Inshallah. So learn, be patient. Learn patient. And you will find many incidents like this about the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan.
Subhanallah. There's an ayah in the Quran which I would like to recite from Surah Ali Imran, two ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عِدَّةٌ لِّلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين." Translation: "And hasten towards forgiveness from your Lord and paradise, which is as vast as the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the righteous, those who spend in the way of Allah during financial ease and need, and control rage and forgive people, and Allah loves the righteous." Subhanallah. This ayah, beautiful, tells us who will go to these beautiful places of paradise. Maybe those that control their rage and they forgive people. SubhanAllah. And you know, both things that you mentioned, the sabr and the forgiveness, both things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us towards.
You know, there's a narration which is mentioned in the Ihya'ul Ulum that a man was making dua, he was making supplication that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not have any wealth to donate in sadaqah, in charity. All I have is that I forgive any Muslims in advance who would show disrespect to me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam received a revelation that we have forgiven this bound man, subhanAllah. Yeah. He was forgiven, why? Because he had in his mind that anyone who will inflict any cruelty, any hardship, I'll forgive them in advance.
SubhanAllah.
Here we are talking about, you know, the sabr here. And you know, if someone comes with this behavior, this nature, this attitude, this way of dealing with things, that those people who are even in the future going to come towards me with harshness, or even in family members, those who are going to say something to me, I'm going to forgive them in advance. Inshallah, you see what maqam he will get through that. And this will teach him great amount of sabr, inshallah.
My dear viewers up on the channel, we've come to the end of our episode and we've come to the end of our series. And we hope that this has brought some improvement in our homes, because the homes, they make up the society, and the society makes up the nation, the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. The blessings of the sunnah are flowing on Madani Channel, and we just need to bring our cups and drink from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to act upon these things. Alhamdulillah, we've covered so many things about misunderstandings, so many solutions. And inshallah, this will be available on social media platforms as well. You can go over it and repeat it. And inshallah, it will be frequently watched on Madani Channel as well. So keep watching Madani Channel, keep watching this series, repeat it if you can, and act upon these things. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.